here we are.
Just not a care in the world, Heather. It's just been easy peasy smooth sailing for the last week for me. How about you, sweet? Go ahead and be honest with the folks like I just was.
Oh my god.
The title last episode really said it all, Heather. I just, you know, Saturn.
Saturn's here.
She has returned with a vengeance. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's really, we've talked so much about this already, Heather. I know, you know, I've had some big personal heavy shifts in my life.
Yeah.
But it is just so, it's such a beautiful place to be in, to trust the process. And I don't say that from a place of like, I'm not worried about this situation at all. Like, it definitely like stirs up some like fear and some like feelings of like, I don't feel grounded all of a sudden, or just like, right. I feel out of my element, or like naturally it brings in fears. But there's such a, you know, I'm about to be 29, March 19th, like literally this upcoming weekend. So this shift wasn't a huge surprise, and just in terms of astrologically, I was kind of on the, like, I was on my toes. I was on my toes a little bit. It definitely was sooner than I thought. we're immediately going to feel the shift. Got it. Okay, let's ride. We're going to ride. But again, like we said, Heather, like, I've lived long enough by now to know that there is just so much beauty in trusting the process. I've, in situations like these in the past, I've been very anxious about these situations, and it always just, like, when I look back on those moments, I'm like, it's always worked out for the better. It's always just worked out and been okay. It's been, we've moved forward. And it, like, as with everything, you can't really look back on something with perspective of how much better a situation ended up turning out until later. And it's, so it's like, to me, I could spend this entire process like completely anxious, or I can just really trust it. And I, my gut is to just really trust it, which is a beautiful feeling. I don't know if it's because I'm a Pisces, my birthday is so close, like big transitional movements in the sky in general for us as a collective, but also like kind of in alignment with just big shifts happening in my personal smaller sky too. So like, yeah, you can't tell me this shit isn't for my alignment. And I'm really, my gut just feels good about this really weird big thing. Like, it just does. It's, I'm just kind of like, well, you're just simply gonna be okay because you've always been okay, like,
yeah,
please. But also there is like a, as I told you, it definitely feels like a for me thing, and I definitely have the perspective of like, this really feels like this is something that happened for me, not happened to me.
That's so good to hear. And Pisces is all about like trusting the process. Like, so much of all the, you know, astrology podcasts that I've been listening to and information that I've been reading about Saturn entering Pisces, about my Saturn return with my natal Saturn being in Pisces, it is all about trusting, letting go and trusting. That is such a huge part of the Pisces archetype, because there is a larger force that is working with us, not against us.
Right.
But I wanted to ask,
please,
with Taurus rising, do you feel like you, how do you deal with change in general? Do you feel like it's something that brings up anxiety?
It's so, I say this every time you bring up something that hits me hard, Heather, or just, I'm like, wow, that's so crazy. I literally was just thinking about this internally, or like, you know, this snippets of this have come up. So again, it's so funny that you say that. Because I think there was a part of me in terms of like my Taurus rising. There's always a part of me that's like, oh, wait, don't let the universe know you're happy where you're at and cozy, because it, themes in my life that have played out, usually the second I'm like cozy and grateful for the comfort, then universe has absolutely wrecked that foundation. And again, it's always usually like, it's almost like the universe catches on, and it really does. And I'm not trying to say that like it's a bad luck thing, because again, anytime that has happened where I've been really upset in a moment about something not working out the way I envisioned it or the way I expected it to, because it has changed up my level of comfort, it's always literally been the best thing for me. That's not me putting a positive spin on it. Like, that really is just the case. Like, any situation sort of similar to this that I have ever looked back on. So yeah, it is really funny that you say that, because it is almost like maybe that is my Taurus that enjoys the comfort. Because I want to say Pisces almost likes change. If correct me if I'm wrong, Heather.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide how Pisces... Well, Pisces is mutable. Pisces and Gemini. I was thinking about your Gemini moon, too.
Gemini hates Gemini change,
Gemini thrives.
Correct?
Well, no, Gemini... Well, on the one hand, Gemini is about the immediate environment, but it enjoys variety. It enjoys, like, a new person, a new neighbor moved next door who has an interesting personality, or, like... Oh, this spontaneous thing happened in my day that really like stimulated my mind.
That's so
and Gemini
fun.
And Pisces are both mutable signs, which is the modality of transition and change. And the archetypes are supposed to thrive through navigating change.
Gotcha.
But Taurus, maybe out of all the signs, likes stability the most.
Right.
But like, yeah, I it's something that I find really fascinating with astrology in general is how you can have these like different parts of you. And Liz Green talks about it all the time, and how like the Aquarius within me likes variety, but it's a fixed sign. So like variety, but also stability. And then Taurus needs stability. But then it's like, you know, by Pisces, it's like,
that
I just
is
want a
really
daydream.
Interesting. That's really interesting, because I caught myself in school a lot. This is awful, but in the way that Grimes has a song called Violence, and it's like all about sort of like just sort of craving it and wanting it.
Yeah,
I love that song. I also sort of like, I'm sure
I love that song too.
She maybe, it's so good, she maybe didn't mean it in the way that I intended it, but I find myself, I'm like, even though I'm such a like Pisces and I'm really like, love guys, love, come on, humanity, spread it, I was like, I find it interesting that like I kind of crave violence, and I myself am not a violent person, but I do like, in terms of like meditating or when I have like built up energy, I'm not one who gets through that or helps. Like, I don't help myself by sitting still with it and meditating on it or trying to get quiet with it. I just am someone, I like, it's a dance it out thing. It's like, I need to move energy. I need to walk, run, move, dance, do a boxing class, like something physical. Because when I get really pent up, I think it's just sort of how like, and I've always been able to sort of meditate in those sorts of environments way better and clearer than like, it was like, it was such a fun thing finding out that meditation. When I got older, I found out that meditation is so many different. There's so many different ways to go.
Oh, yeah.
Even like doing your dishes. And I'm like, no wonder I think I like house chores when I'm stressed sometimes, because it's like I'm cleaning a space, but I'm also clearing my mind anyways.
And you have Mars like, and Aries.
Is that it, Heather? Could be.
I'm sure that's part of it.
I bet that is. You would know better than I. But yeah, I in school all the time when the fight broke out, there was like a frenzy to the day, because like it would pause the day and I found myself being so like, yeah, and like enjoyed watching like a fight at school.
Yes, that makes sense. That's
horrible.
Very Gemini also.
Monster.
No. I'm the same person though. Right. I'm like, ooh, drama.
I'm kind of like, ooh, yeah. And it was more of like, okay, that's hot. That's drama. And what's so funny is that I was listening to Grimes and that song came on, Violence came on, and it made me like Google it. Like, why do I crave violence? And then I was like, maybe I shouldn't Google this on the fucking platform waiting for the train. Someone's going to see. Also, now the cops know I'm violent.
Oh, no.
But no, it was like humans crave violence just like they crave sex. Like you're like just the way you're like, I'm in the mood for sex. You can like, it's just very, it's very human. And if anything, once I read that, it made me feel even more in tuned as a water sign. Cause I think I really associate Pisces or water signs with being like gentle and being like easygoing or really understanding, because I think of them as being a lot more in touch, like with humans in terms of the emotional sense and like the sensory self, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then reading that it's like, it's superhuman actually to like crave violence. I was like, maybe it is my Pisces. No, but like, it was just interesting to think of that it is, it's a very human thing to sort of like, yeah. Anyways, days in school, I would like be begging for a shakeup. I like wanted something out of the ordinary. Fire drills, that was stimulating as fuck.
Yeah,
just getting a break from class, something changing with the schedule, like just something new, completely throwing the day off. I like lived for that, and I liked school, but I just would get so bored with the mundane. And it is so funny that we're talking about this because I don't know if I said this to you earlier, but I was just kind of getting not bored, but sort of like, okay, so this is sort of the day to day, or this is sort of like, I was getting very used to sort of my day to day. And now with this huge shift, my day to day has been like shaken up severely in a way that I think is very healthy for me. And like is a weird like creates excitement, even though there's now a little more like my schedule's all over the place in terms of uncertainty. Like, but there's an excitement with that. There's I see it as opportunity more than I see it as something to fear. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Even though there's still a little fear there. It's still more of like,
of course,
fear is everywhere. I've just sort of accepted that, like, yeah, well, that's just part of all of it. Like
the older you get, the easier it is to deal.
Maybe,
with fear,
you know,
I feel like, yeah,
I've honestly like, and I know you said it too, Heather, you were like, you're really handling it for the most part. Like you were like, I'm really proud of your like mindset, not to put words in your mouth. But like,
I am.
Thank you for saying. I'm like, right? You still feel that way, right? I'm like, Heather, tell the listeners you're proud of me.
I'm so proud.
A knife to your throat.
Oh my God.
But, which is extra hilarious because it'd be through a screen. Okay. Stop. Right? Let's get back to it. But yeah, no, I definitely just feel, I wonder how much of it is just getting older and just being not only more sure of myself, but more sure of the universe, more sure of how I can adapt. My Pisces is just like, you'll just make it work. You'll adapt. You'll flow. Who cares? Relax. Or the world will end tomorrow. And that's another thing.
Right.
Anytime I'm mega stressed, my mind goes into third eye view sometimes in a way that's like, yeah, you just can't get too worked up over this. You could die tomorrow and then who cares, you know?
Like, amazing how well that works.
Isn't that
I know
funny?
That. I'm using that all the time now.
Like, you're so like, small and you barely matter when you think about it. Like, I'm not mean to myself, but kind of like,
no.
In the grand scheme of like everything,
none of this shit
matters.
It's
just life. Like, yeah, like I almost have to get that I have to zoom that far out. I don't even know if that's I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. It might just be a neutral, but like I just know that when I do zoom that far out and when I think of things on a huge, more life term scale, it just helps me better understand the level of which I should. Otherwise, I would get the same level of like anxiousness for something super traumatic as I would the littlest things. I think it's more to compartmentalize my own emotions. Otherwise, I'll drive myself insane.
Yeah, no, same. I totally get it. It also just occurred to me that, your Taurus rising, Uranus is also transiting through Taurus, and it's gonna hit my moon like later this year.
Wow.
But I wonder where it is in regard to your ascendant.
Interesting.
Because Uranus is the planet of like shakeups, but to allow for more freedom and to allow for you to like live your true purpose.
I love.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so
what,
it's
I'll
all,
have to take a look.
This is why astrology is great. It gives you reason.
It really is just
you can apply reason.
Like I had, and it was so, and I, again, this is one of the big, a big thing that's, or a big shift that's happened in my life as I've been sort of like, look kind of thinking of astrology every day and sort of like, not a daily horoscope, but just sort of like thinking of astrology every day, but also, you know, we have this podcast, we touch on what's going, the big movements happening in the sky. So it was almost like I had reason before it happened. It really, crazy how much I played astrology in my head. And I don't believe I did it as a defense mechanism or a way to cope. Like I was just really like, there was so much acceptance so quickly because it was like, I was like, yeah, this was in the stars, wasn't it?
It's true. I can't imagine not knowing this shit beforehand.
And I used to be in the dark. Yeah.
Right?
Awful.
I do have to say,
I won't go back.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I feel like all of my Saturn cycles have been mostly positive. It's the lead up to them that is very chaotic. But
well, it's interesting too, because that the like I felt like I remember talking to you about this, Heather, and nothing was sort of really going on during the lead up to this. But I just remember I felt like I expressed to you like I feel maybe that was my fucking Pisces intuition fucking knowing this shit was happening.
Yeah, no, I think so. Yes, body knew I was it's going crazy.
Through it before I really went to it, through it. Who knows? But I remember being like, I feel off and weird. And I remember complaining to you about this, like I think every Pisces episode.
Every Pisces episode, yeah.
And weirdly, here the biggest thing has kind of happened, and it's the best I feel this whole season.
Yeah, weirdly. That's so crazy.
Again, I can't help but feel that and understand that in my core, that this was just all correct and good and for me, like I said, not against me.
Yeah.
And real quick, too, I want to, excuse me, I know that we could talk about me and my chart all day, but real quick before I forget, folks, you know her, you love her, round of applause, the one and only Heather Cunningham.
Oh my
the
god,
the Aries son of our dreams, just literally what I just
say Aries.
Aries is on the brain because it's coming up, Heather. I'm so sorry.
I know, actually, even out of this context,
I'm going to go ahead and fall on my sword and go ahead and admit this. I do this with Aries and Aquarius all the time. All the time.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Are they the only A's?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I think so.
I hope I'm not forgetting one. But I seriously, I call them each other all the time. And I'm totally talking about someone. Referencing Megan Thee Stallion, I was like, she's an Aries. And I was like, no, wait. Because I'm excited about her sign. She's an Aquarius. I'm just kidding.
Right?
Nothing but love to Aries. Love Aries.
I love Aries.
My apologies. The Aquarius sun queen of our hearts. Jesus. Oh my God. All these shifts, Heather. I apologize.
I know. No, you're fine.
But yeah, we need to talk about what else is going on in the sky for little weirdos like me who are, maybe you're just now diving into astrology. Maybe you're brand new, a rookie. Welcome. Maybe you're kind of intermediate level, like I'd like to say I am. Maybe you are an advanced, and maybe you're queen of advanced, but you're probably nowhere near Heather is, so just keep listening, okay? Just stick with it. No, but yeah, I need to know what's going on in the sky coming up, because it can't be a bigger ruckus than what I just experienced, right, Heather? Please.
Heather, please. It is like about to
bring us good news. Oh no.
Oh my god. Well, no. I mean, it's always good news.
It's always good news. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it like that. You're right.
Yeah, no, but we're heading toward major huge shifts. Like, this is a huge year astrologically, but like crazy that just in this month alone, we have Saturn, which takes 28 years to travel around the whole zodiac, spends like 3 years in a sign. Like, we have that planet shifting signs. And then a few weeks later, Pluto, which is the generational planet that takes over 200 years to travel around the whole zodiac, spends about 10 years in a sign. That's shifting signs later this month. And yeah, it's major collective shifts. And if you are an Aquarius or a Pisces or a Taurus, like I mentioned, Uranus moving through Taurus, it's going to hit you a little bit harder. Also Aries, it's a big year for Aries. But no, these are good things, because like things have to break down in order to be rebuilt. And it's easy to get anxious. But it's the cycle of life. Literally, life is about growth and decay and cycling again and more growth. And it's like, we're all a part of life.
You never conquer it.
Like, you never do. We're always growing.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say that I'm not a Scorpio. I'm not diving into sadness. I'm not trying to. It definitely isn't something that is. I think for a long time, it was definitely something I ran from. Sadness, anger, or just feelings that weren't joy or happiness or peace. And again, what is more human than feeling all of the emotions? Like, you just like no one goes through this life without getting to feel like the maybe not the most fun to feel emotions too, but they're literally just as important. And I'm just we can't run from them. And I just, it feels like this is a shake up, stir up time of like, you got to really feel this shit to go through this shit to like benefit from this shit. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid to run from it. At least that's something I'm still working on. But
No, totally. And stay flexible. Like, remember that you're in charge of your own energy. And we're all here for the ride.
And God be with us. Please, God, help us. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to be so fine.
We really
are. It's our time.
I can't even really stress, like, on a real level. I just can't. Like, I kind of tried. I was like, am I actually maybe upset about this underneath it all? No. Like, I just only see it as, like, look at all the open doors, baby.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Truly, like, we, not to be like, you get a choice how to look at this. I'm genuinely very surprised at myself for viewing it this way.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say real fast also that I think that us being a, I guess we're not like a Saturn and Pisces generation. It's more condensed than that. People who are like early 90s. But the fact that we have Saturn and Pisces and Pluto and Scorpio, and we are part of the Pluto and Scorpio generation, I think there's something to us. Part of our life mission is figuring out how to deal with emotions and change and like handle the emotional shifts in adaptable, free-flowing way. We're built for it. We're built for it.
Heather, amazing. I love how you put all that, folks. The one and only. That was Heather Cunningham. I'm Miranda Lenski. And that's
the greatest host I could possibly ask for. What a talented, funny, Heather. Spiritual, intuitive.
You make me blush.
Goddess.
Oh, Heather. No, that's really, I really do. And you know what's so funny? It's not a fucking coincidence to me that I got, I was never a super religious kid, but I did always, because I hated this idea that like, in order for me to prove my relationship with a higher up, I had to go to this place like church because, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, not to bash religion, but specifically the church I was going to, religion as I knew it growing up was so limiting to what mm-hmm. I thought spirituality could really encompass and really the big, mm-hmm. I just thought it was such a smaller scale of what something so much bigger really was.
If that made sense.
Mm-hmm. And that's just always kind of how I felt. And then, you know, I went through my college years and I was like, I'm an atheist. And now, right. like, again, as we've talked, I don't necessarily believe in religion and the, it's a white man. Okay.
Right. I know.
Like, in that sense, I'm not a Bible thumper by any means, but like, yeah, she's a spiritual bitch. And it's so fun to let that sink in and be a part of me in a way that I'm just simply not ashamed because I'm connected spiritually for myself, for my little Pisces ass, mm-hmm. in a way that is correct and in a way that makes the most sense to me and that has been the most beneficial for me, has felt the strongest to me. Like, if you had told me just even like, I think 3-4 years ago, I consider myself like spiritual in a way that I own it now so much more than I ever did. Like, I think I would be really like, what? Did I do ayahuasca? Like, I did not.
Same.
Not yet, bitch.
Yeah.
But in time, as Chelsea Handler did, the Pisces.
Oh, my God. I wanted to. It was one of the things I was going to do for my 29th birthday. And I like really? Looked into it. Yeah.
Can you do it in California? Like, do they have
ceremonies? You can go to Joshua Tree and... Yeah,
that's fucking dope.
So I think for the 30th you should fly to me. We should
maybe we have like a yeah even what if we do it for like our year celebration of the pod.
God,
that could be cute though.
Yes.
sorry,
no, I'm dying to do that.
Sorry, Mom.
But yeah, I know.
Kim Lee, no, poke those ears. Same. Just kidding. Kim
it's
Wood.
More fun to be
Kim
spiritual.
Wood back in her day.
Oh yeah, totally.
Lee you Wood know? Right now. No, I'm just Lee kidding. That's all due respect to Lee, the coolest yeah, woman yeah. on the planet. Raised Heather sure. Cunningham, like nothing but respect. didn't like in terms of I know your mom really wanted you to be a Pisces, Heather, like with all love
yes.
and that's like a cute thing y'all laugh about that now, but like
yeah.
There couldn't have been a better like she couldn't have timed it better. Like if the worst again, obviously it's not quote unquote. If the worst case scenario was that you were going to be an Aquarius, I mean there really just wasn't not to brag, but she just couldn't have kind of gotten two great signs back to back.
Right. Thank you. I would like to say that I agree. I also think I came out early and I was
you're stubborn Aquarius ass. So yeah. Pop the brakes.
With my Leo rising being like, literally, I'm going to pop in with a surprise.
Surprise. I call my own shots, bitch. Yeah. Because you could not be like, you are the literal last degree of Aquarius, right? You have so much Pisces undertones. Yeah. You really said 29. Lee can have her cake, but Heather's going to eat, you know?
Exactly.
That's exactly what you said. And that makes sense. What I just said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's Pisces season. We're going to give that one to me. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Anyways. Yeah. It's just so funny. I'm so bummed we're ending Pisces season. It flew by, but it is just so funny that all these recordings have just felt so heavy in a way that I was like, I don't like how Pisces season is feeling. And again, not in a bad way. It just definitely was a time I was really paying attention to how I was feeling. I was just really aware of like what was coming up. And it was just, it's not a coincidence to me personally. I know a lot of this episode has been dedicated to my Saturn return shift that's happened, but like,
everyone can learn from this stuff.
But yes. And it's like, no one needs to be concerned. Like, everyone's okay. Like, it's not, it's worse things have happened. Absolutely. It's really, I almost feel like I may be making it worse by being too vague about it, but I'm just trying to more keep so that everyone can sort of relate. I'm not trying to get too specific. It's not, like I said, not trying to be like my Pisces intuition. I told the future, but like, it's just so funny to me that when Saturn was returning, this Pisces shit was really hitting the fan. Like, we were in peak Pisces season. I was just really paying attention to what was not feeling great. And it's, I'm used to things not always being perfect. That's part of, that's part of it, baby. But like, as of recent, I think I even confided to you. I was just kind of like, X, Y, and Z is not feeling good in my tummy. And then like, now this is the best my stomach has felt, weirdly. Like, and it's like, it's so funny how like, I'm not the one who necessarily decided this shift, like made the choice of the shift, but like, I'm definitely the one benefiting from it. Like, the universe made it for me. And we've talked about that. We've literally talked about that. Like, the universe will, be careful what you wish for, sort of what you manifest, the energy that you're putting out. Like, when things happen that feel bad in the moment, just know that the universe, like, they always say God doesn't give you what you can't handle. But I more just sort of mean, like, I just don't think, like,
every, you don't get what you want, you get what you need.
All that. Yeah. The Kardashians. No,
but it's true. It's true.
Speaking of, I was going to say, the Kardashians love saying shit like that.
Oh my God.
And I'm
like, okay.
Oh my God. And we'll get into that in a minute, not to allude to our next chart. So listeners, if you are feeling the Saturn return, I know we have a lot of fellow listeners who also have like their Saturn return in Pisces as well, who are going through it. Like we said, early 90s listeners and early 90s babies. Like, if you're feeling these major shifts, especially just this, Pisces season did her peak and now we're moving into that Aries. Like, I also wonder how much lightness I'm just feeling, because we're starting to shift into Aries and we're on like the tail end of Pisces now.
Right.
The big heavy movements happened, and it's like, I can't believe the timing. Like, I just can't, how aligned it is with like going into Aries. It's unreal. It's unreal. Yeah.
It's also, I think it is a major shift every year when we go from the last sign of the zodiac to that fresh initiatory Aries energy. There has to be, I think, a sort of removal of things you don't need and a making way for a fresh start.
Heather. Literally, as you just said this, I mean, I know we've brought up COVID plenty of times and just like the pandemic, but the pandemic started towards sort of kind of like lockdown.
You're right.
Like mid to late March. Like specifically in the States and like in LA. Mid to late March that this shit, like literally this same time, this exact same time.
You're so right. I remember, like my birthday was like one of the last chances I got to go to a restaurant, and then
wild. Yeah. And that was a big old kind of wild.
We're all one with the cycle. We can't fight it.
Shit. Amazing, Heather. All righty. Well, I know we'll get back into some sky movements.
We have lots to talk about there. Yes. But
let's
also
go ahead and shall we jump into these last Pisces charts?
Let's do it.
Amazing. as we check off our little list here of the Kardashians, this next one, I'm not shocked by any means, is a fucking Pisces. No other than Rob Kardashian. Of course he's a Pisces. We never see him on the show. And I think I've always said this to you, Heather, that like, it shocks me the people who can be reality TV stars, because I don't think I could. Like, I don't know. It's just so personal.
Yeah.
It's so personal.
It's because, a lot of Leos and Cancers.
Right. And even if you're not playing yourself, and even deep down, like, you know you're playing a character, the way that, like, society, I'm not saying it's people who are in reality TV's faults. Like, it's definitely more of the way our society views them. Like, that is you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think would be really hard, because it's not that I couldn't, like, in terms of, like, acting on a TV show, would love, like, a regular scripted narrative TV show, would love nothing more, because again, it's like I'm putting myself out there in a way that's like, this is my character. But yeah, can't imagine doing reality TV, like, actually. So yeah, it doesn't shock me that Rob stays so far away from the show. He really is, like, not about that life. And I'll never forget too when, it was iconic when Kendall Jenner went on James Corden's show, but Harry Styles was guest hosting for James Corden.
Okay.
And it was after Kendall and Harry had already dated, and she went on the show.
Oh, I didn't even realize they dated. Anyway,
very briefly. But then she went on the show, and they did the, like, I don't know if you've seen this segment where it's like, spill your guts or fill your guts, and they have to eat disgusting.
I think I watched this. I think I, like, stumbled upon this.
I think
this.
It's one
yes.
of the most rated ones, like, highest watched ones, because it's Kendall and Harry, like, specifically.
Right.
But they have to, like, eat disgusting shit from this table if they don't want to answer a question. Like, they have to, like, either.
Yes, yes.
And they get asked really hard questions that, like, we know most celebrities, like, can't answer, right? Yada, yada,
right,
yada.
Right, right.
But Kendall and Harry go on the, like, show, and Kendall has to line up all the Kardashians from order of, like, best parent to worst. And she puts, like, without hesitation, Rob's, like, number one. Like, she's immediately, like, he's so good to his daughter. He's one of the best dads I've ever seen. Like, she just immediately, and I literally was like, oh my God, I forgot Rob was a part of the lineup. Like, I thought he could even enter the contest. Like, I just, for, you know, and I think that's exactly how he wants it. He wants to be forgotten about. He wants to be left alone. Like, he wants to be a human being. And I think, like, that's just the thing. When you're on reality TV, a lot of your humanity is stripped from you, right? Anyways, and then she puts Courtney last.
Oh my God.
The one who always needs time away from the cameras to take care of the kids.
Right. Interesting.
She really kind of goes for Courtney's throat.
Anyways,
but yeah, Rob is just like, it doesn't shock me that he's a Pisces. I kind of can't believe I didn't know that sooner. And then the funny thing is, Heather.
I remember him on the show from the early seasons when he was on. I seem to remember him fighting with Adrian Bailone when they were together.
I forgot they did.
About how Adrian was like a slot, or like he was like too much of a neat freak for her, which, no offense, Miranda, you're a very clean person, but it's like kind of a common Pisces trait to be a little bit like messy.
Oh, to be messy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely... Let me clarify. I'm neat when people are coming over. And the older I've gotten, the more I am just like, that could all just be Taurus rising. Let me not pipe in.
I know. I was going to say, Taurus.
That might not actually have anything to do with anything. I think that comes from my Taurus ass needing to be like presentable when people come over. So like, and my car was always clean too. Because I'm like, you never know who could get in it. And people always commented on that when they got into my car, how clean it was. All due respect to Pisces, but...
Yeah, all due respect. I know that's a very generic kind of generalized thing. But anyway,
my thoughts are messy enough that I need to keep the outside. Right? Clean. You know what I'm saying, Heather? It's all messy inside. And then he's also he's Aquarius rising and then Libra moon. So he's got some double air action.
Right.
Which I find interesting too with his like Pisces sun. I'm not. In terms of air moons, Heather, I am one, but I still, there's a part of me that's like, There's so much. I think my Gemini moon is sort of weirdly the sign I know least about. And I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's because it's my moon. I think air is just kind of tricky. There's parts of it that I kind of like. I'm kind of like, I don't know if that's my air. I don't really know what air parts of me do exist. I'm sure other people would tell you. Flaky.
Yeah.
Double booking my plans. Not answering my phone.
Oh my God.
Let me live. That's well, my Pisces, I think if anything. I swear it is.
Oh, I so mean, it's I attribute it to my planets and Aquarius a little bit. Mm. But yeah, I'm just like sometimes, oh, it's just, it's too like, much work to respond to people. Yeah. Yeah. sorry, no. listeners, but, oh, yeah.
Please keep listening, we'll respond. We promise respond. As we put this out, and I'm sure some of these listeners are currently waiting for texts from us right now.
Talking to you, Alex Nightingale.
Go ahead.
I know. I was going to say that. I'm sorry, Alex. anyway. Okay. Yeah. Libra moon, air sign, energy. The way I experience it, and it's from very my own personal lens, is just like overthinking to the max, but like also just having to frame everything in an analytical way, which astrology, astrology is a is a great tool for that. And it also can be like too much for me sometimes, where I'm like, I'm just like every emotion I need to put into this like almost like I need like a vocabulary and like a very analytical way, to the point where I just like go down the spiral of overthinking. And then I'm like, why am I spending so much time thinking about this? And
is it important for air signs to understand? Like, is it, do you find yourself overthinking when you can't understand something? Like, is that more of what you're saying, or do you more just like?
Yeah, I think also Aquarius and Leo in particular are very into understanding who you are, self-help, like that sort of stuff. Gotcha. And so I'm kind of like obsessed with like growing in the correct way. I don't know. I think that like it's like a need to analyze things. Like I need, it's like a mechanism in my brain that like if I don't have things to constantly learn, to analyze, to it's like my brain's gonna find a way to analyze something. And I think with the moon, it's like you can't help but do that with your emotions. But I'm not an air moon. That's just like how I don't know.
Yeah, how you would interpret it. No, yeah, that all makes a lot of sense. That does. And I think Pisces and Gemini can be an exhausting combo. I don't know which one to blame all the time, but the spiraling of the internal constant fucking thoughts and needing to externalize those constant fucking thoughts, like that's gotta be, I don't know which one that could be, but I'm leaning more towards Gemini moon. The closer I am with someone, the more I can't shut up, because I think I'm more relaxed and and like, I don't know if that's my Gemini, the conversational thing and feeling connected to people by like conversing, because I know that's also very Pisces. So
right,
it's like a way that I really am comfortable with someone is by one-on-one talking, like what we're doing right here, Heather.
Right. But it's really fun that you can like talk about deep stuff with the Pisces and Gemini mix, that like you can connect on a more superficial way, like through just like gossip or whatever. Not that you even are a gossiper, that's just me.
No, but the little high I get, but like, from it, of course, as we all do, but it's just part of psychology. I hear you. Like anyways, so it is interesting, the air like quality, especially in a moon. I just like, in terms of like Rob, I remember, obviously this is his, we've talked about this before, there's nothing worse sometimes than an immature Pisces. But I do, like, especially knowing his moon is in Libra, and like how that can be such a relationship dominant sign. And I'm sure just a lot of pain he maybe felt being like, this is a lot of projection for me. A lot. And I'm not trying to say those girls don't have substance at all.
Right.
But I do think Rob leans more towards the like, I mean, Rob gains weight. Like, that's something they all don't allow themselves to do, respectfully.
I know,
like, I more just mean, like...
No, it's true.
And I don't find... Rob was never got caught up in that superficial lifestyle. I do think Rob enjoyed making money from it. but he never got he never enjoyed the fame lifestyle part of it, never needed to like be super done up and bougie, like and I do wonder if like there's been a I know him and Chloe were like really close in the earlier seasons, and then they kind of fall out and they're not nearly as close anymore. But like his relationship with Black China, the mother of like, I don't know if they were ever married, but like, I know that she's the mother of his, daughter. Yeah. And like, I do think Rob, a lot of their, his relationship with Black China created a lot of rifts and tiffs with the Kardashians overall, because I know Black China and the Kardashians had issues on and off. Right, right. I mean, she took them to court like for,
wow.
Sorry, one second. It's okay. I didn't mean to pause here.
Should I pause?
No, we're okay. Okay, it was just my computer letting me know energy savers on. Sorry. But yes, like she just takes the Kardashians to court, yada yada. Black China loses, but yeah, I do wonder like how much of that, you know, him being a Libra moon. I feel like Libra moons are very relationship oriented. Correct me if I'm wrong, but like their relationships are very important to them, and I feel like it makes sense that he had a lot of like riffs and tiffs and probably distance doing the show with his sisters, and then like got into this not the best relationship, but. You know, didn't have like his own family the way like I feel like the show kind of brought all the sisters closer. Rob was sort of always left out and on the outside, and then also just didn't want any part of it, it seems. Anyway, but like then he got into this kind of like heavy relationship that wasn't the best, yada yada, and it didn't end great. But yeah, it's just interesting to see now the Libra moon. And I think a lot of how mean he was to his sisters was a lot of like, if I'm being honest, I see a lot of immature Pisces in him, which we've talked about this, Heather. There's nothing worse than the wasted potential of an immature Pisces. Like,
yes,
you just don't have the power you could be tapping into if you just,
I know,
you could be a little more mature with it.
I know.
But like, channel Jesus, we tell the immature Pisces.
Right? I know. You just have to evolve to the Jesus level. It's your mission.
Like a tadpole into the cloud. But yeah, it is just like, and he's older now and he's not on the show. So it's kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
We don't really see him at all anymore. But yeah, none of his chart is fucking shocking to me based on everything I know about him, which is not a lot, and everything I've seen, which is not a ton.
Right. But one of the things.
To our Kardashian theme.
Yeah, totally. One of the things I have to say about Libra moon, and I've known a few Pisces sun Libra moons in my lifetime, and there's like this, I think it can be difficult for them because the Libra moon wants to detach from the emotions and look at everything on purely like a what is fair context. Like, let me detach, take my emotions out of it, and like make sure that, you know, it's all balanced and even. But then the Pisces part becomes resentful sometimes because that's not life. And like there's a part, like Pisces obviously knows that. Right. It's all nuanced. You can't be fair all the time. Right. So like there's that battle. And I can't like attribute that to a specific Rob Kardashian scene or event, but that's like absolutely a challenge with this chart, I think.
Especially with how young he was too when they were starting the show. Like it's a lot of his chart, I feel like, might not even maybe match a lot of the behaviors he's exhibiting just because he was so young and like,
yeah,
I don't know. Are you really, I think it probably does take time to be yourself in front of a camera like that. I don't know.
But, yeah, totally.
But I do notice Heather. Oh wait, no, I'm sorry. You continue. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I will say that the chart is way less
this is what I was gonna bring up.
Upper hemisphere than the other Kardashians. Yeah. Out of all the Kardashians,
Rob
has way more. Yeah. First house. You don't see that with the other Kardashians.
Like his
this first
just
house
seem
stuff.
Completely different from theirs. Like everything.
For
the
sure.
He just wants out of this life.
Yeah.
So different from what they want. Yeah. Interesting. It's got to
be
hard.
It's actually, it is. Yeah, it is really interesting.
And your father passed.
Oh my God. I feel so bad for him. Yeah. Totally, totally. I mean, but yeah, it's really cool that it's almost all the outside planets that are on the top and it's the personal planets that are on the bottom. Mm. It's almost like he's fated to be in the public in some way, but it's not what he wants on the inside. It's not his personality. Yeah. It's not like a personal planet.
That's so interesting.
Very cool.
That's so interesting. Yeah. And I just like, yeah, he Rob's the youngest. So, and then like to be the only boy and then to lose your dad. Mm-hmm. And then I wonder, no wonder he's such an angsty ass, like, person when he with that Pisces misunderstanding, and then you're
and the Aquarius rising misunderstanding, geez, feeling like the black sheep is
and
a
then
thing,
literally,
yeah,
being the black sheep, literally looking,
literally
at chart,
being the black, yeah, sheep. Yes, yes. Yeah,
I love you, Rob.
Yeah,
you're incredible father, you,
wishing you the best. Yeah, that's awesome.
I do think they're all cool off the camera, but he's a good dad. Does not come on the show, obviously, but they all have a relationship, right, with him still and all that. But
yeah,
I know, we love you, Rob. And all the Kardashians,
come on the pod.
Is on over here. Let's have a ball. Mm-hmm. All righty, Heather. We ready to move into the next birth chart?
Am I ready? Oh my God. I like idolize this person too much to even. Oh.
Go off, queen.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh my God. The one and only. Oh, no. If you know me, you know how obsessed I am with this artist. Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Oh, the full, yeah. Alaska Thunderfuck 5000. I always forget about the 5000.
Lasky.
Lasky.
Yeah, you got to remember the 5000. Oh my God.
Fabulous.
From the planet Glamtron. Yeah, what a Pisces.
Truly.
I really see the Pisces, especially the more you follow like Alaska's history.
Right.
Yeah, like she had issues with alcohol. Like she's totally sober now.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, and but I mean, I don't know why that's the first thing that I had to say. Obviously, she's a creative genius, and like,
I'm wrong, Heather, but we talk a lot about how Pisces can be a.
That's why I brought
right,
it up.
That's why,
like,
I assumed.
An escapist.
Right.
Yes,
so
yes,
it would make sense to like. It'd be more surprising if she didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I know. And being in the that's such a like unfortunate staple of
right.
the drag community, I feel like, right. is to like rock stars, you know,
right.
you party hard. But yeah, Alaska, I see the Pisces so much on the show. First of all, like the creative genius is like yes. it really does feel like she's able to pull from something larger, mm. something that is so of the future of the collective unconscious. And also like, yeah, I mean, she's had a few breakdowns in her career, which I say affectionately because, oh my God, I like love how competitive she mm-hmm. is on the show. And I know that if I were in that position, I would react the same way. You know, her singing. Yeah, I think it was Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, when she lost Drag
That's
Race
so
on
funny.
Season 5 and like had a drunken like fucking solo singing moment where her mom dragged her off the stage by her feet.
That's
and,
so funny. Not scripted?
Yeah. Not scripted, no. I mean, I think she had like the song queued up. But like the way she, it was like all a reaction to her losing and she like fucking milked the moment and was like,
I have to like watch this.
Crying.
It's so funny.
And this trash bag dress, it is so amazing. And it's like also amazing that Jinx, who actually won, like talks about it. Like it was the greatest part of the whole
season.
Event. Like she did not steal my shine or like my moment or anything. Like it was just like epic performance.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like there's so much passion mm-hmm. in everything she does. I think we underestimate how passionate Pisces is. Mm. And I also, you know, Sun square Uranus is a very squares are very strong aspects. So there's like that Aquarian creativity too.
That's right.
I know some people with Sun square Uranus and it's like you have to create and you have to, I worry sometimes that I talk like I'm very affectionate toward the Aquarian archetype mm. and like how it approaches creativity.
Right.
But I do think that she's like someone who really notices the patterns and finds creative genius through like the patterns, and like she's watched every episode of Drag Race. Like, she was like the biggest fan of Drag Race, right, before she went on the show. And you can tell that, like, with everything she does, she's like, I've seen what works, I've seen what doesn't, this is my spin, right. Like, I just know it intuitively. Amazing. Virgo Moon, sorry, I haven't even said that yet. Please. Virgo Moon, and we don't know the rising. Oh, but there's an attention to detail too, even though her character is like trashy and messy, and she embraces that, which is very Pisces, but there's also that Virgo attention to detail, I think. And she's so fucking smart.
The only way sometimes the best, it takes the most detailed, like most passionate, most workaholic, not even workaholic, but just like grind type folks to almost to buy more that like of the character, especially if the character like doesn't appear. Does this make sense? Am I making sense? Like, it almost to me, it takes more detail to make the character appear more authentic. And it's funny to use that type of detail for a character that's trashy. Like,
right, to me, that's, right,
again, just you're, what a great writer. In a sense, or just like, what a great creative, like an artist, truly.
Yeah.
It requires specific details to really make that character come to life.
Yes. Like, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Also,
I don't give a fuck. Like, clearly, there's so many fucks given. Like, Pisces gives such a fuck.
Such a fuck.
Pisces gives a big fuck.
Yes.
That's the episode title.
I love that.
No, it's true. And then the Pisces, wasn't Chelsea Handler also Pisces sun opposite Virgo moon?
I believe so.
And Virgo rising, right? I think that's what it was. Yeah. So there's like, I believe, there's a great sense of humor there.
Because her and Rihanna had like Virgo's Earth, funny, rising and moon, I want to say. Right. Yeah. Pisces and Earth, like having Earth, Pisces, having an Earth with your top three and Pisces is just really something like, to me, it's a blessing.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Like, part of me does wish maybe my Earth was a little more, maybe it was in my moon, but also, no, I don't. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's hard being an Earth moon. Yeah. It's hard being an Earth moon with these Pisces.
Yes, like, it has, I was just going to say, it has to be so contrasting to the, like,
it's such a,
it's literally, could not be more a opposite battle in terms of elements, mm-hmm. I feel like. Because even fire and water sort of have, they can tote a similar line. Both can be really passionate signs. Both can be very like expressional and like extroverted in the way that they do express themselves and like connect. Whereas like earth and water almost does feel like the most contrast in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But I would say there's maybe more. Well, it's a bigger challenge, but also like you have a greater capacity to maybe bring the dreams, big creative dreams into reality, like
and if you real can grow tangible with form both of the elements.
If you can grow with both, then you can really create magic.
Which clearly Alaska has cultivated or like has clearly learned how to balance. Yeah.
Yes. No, yes. Incredible. And I think I figured out the other day that Alaska was experiencing her Saturn return. Or like right before the Saturn return when she was on season 5, her first season of Drag Race. Also, she auditioned for every season before she got on.
Oh, wow.
And then her joke is that she like, if you really want to get cast on Drag Race, date the winner of like one of the seasons. Like it was like because like her boyfriend got on first and she took that so hard that she then was cast the next season.
And
anyway,
it ended up becoming huge success from it.
Huge success, like, sure, at the next Saturn Square when she was on All Stars 2.
Amazing. Yeah. Did you like her, Heather, back when she was originally on season 5, or did you not get into her until All Stars as well?
Oh, no. Season 5. Season 5 is my favorite season of Drag Race to this day, and a huge part of that was Alaska. I wanted Alaska to win. love Jinx. Jinx is a star, but like I was rooting for Alaska from the moment. Like I just connected with her. I don't know. There's something.
You just connect with Pisces.
I do. It's true. It's true.
No, that's fabulous. And I know we talked about this a little bit before we started recording, Heather, but like, it's so funny that like, cause as we just spoke of, it makes so much sense to me that Rob would not be on a reality TV show. Meanwhile, while we're like, it makes all the sense in the world that Alaska's on this reality TV show. But like, I think the major difference of that, I know we talked about this before, mainly though, like Rob, as a Pisces, the idea of being on a reality TV show for myself is horrifying in this way that it's like, even if people don't know you, they assume that is you. And I do genuinely mm-hmm. believe a lot of reality television people, even who are playing themselves and their name is their character, whatever, you're playing a character. You can't help it. There's you can't not perform in front of a camera. I don't care how long you've been doing it. There's an element of you are, and over time you learn from an audience that is watching your show what works, and you bring more of that in front of the camera. There's a performance element to reality television show, even if you are playing a character of yourself. But I think the world doesn't understand that. The world has, society hasn't sort of caught on that these people are playing characters of themselves. And so it's like all the bashing and shaming you get is all yours. It's entirely yours, and it's very personal. Alaska being such a reality TV success, on the flip of that, or like, so it just makes sense to me why Rob would want absolutely no fucking part of that whatsoever is my point.
Right, right.
Alaska getting famous in this way and being a reality television success because she is a character and like it's her passion and her talents at the forefront.
She gets to detach. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, as a Pisces, I can absolutely relate to that, getting to share and express myself and connect to people through art. But like, just getting my personal ass beat every day by like internet trolls. No, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm not built for it. I'm not. And like, yeah. So it's really funny to see how different these two Pisces are's and are, oh, Jesus, how different these two Pisces are and the ways in which they both, like, one has succeeded and thrived on reality television and one has succeeded and thrived since being off of reality television, you know, like,
right,
it's just really,
right, right.
It's just kind of, that's Pisces for you. She's versatile.
Yep. She is. Yes. That's a good word.
Real quick, Heather, anything else on Alaska's chart that you want to, that want to point out before we move into the closing? Closing arguments? Just kidding. Nothing but love here.
Not much. There's a Mars and Venus conjunction in Aries. Trine Uranus is a really good blending of masculine and feminine energy mixed with the creative planet of Uranus.
Oh my
God. A great ability to like start things. Yeah. And that is one of the things that I really admire about Alaska is my biggest issue always is like just having the courage to just do it. And it
she's
doesn't seem like, she deals with that
funny.
As much. Oh my God. She's so funny.
I know we've talked
funny.
About this before, Heather, too, but yeah.
But like funny in a smart way. Like it's, I'm always just so impressed by her brain. Mm-hmm. She really does. And
witty.
She's so good off the cuff too. It's like, it's so, she's such an impressive, seriously, one of my favorite artistic minds ever. Like
you
can't praise her enough.
I know everything I know about Alaska. Thunderfuck, 5,000. 500? 5,000. Sorry. I know everything about her because of you. Everything I know about Drag Race, honestly, is because of you. But yeah.
I feel like
incredible.
She helped me like mold like who I want to be.
That's incredible.
In a weird way. No, honestly,
she's
like when I think of like people, like inspirations through my life, like she's one of the top three for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, Heather, that's beautiful.
Love you, Laska.
Love you, Laska. Lasky.
Come on the pod. On the You're a Pisces. You want to talk about this shit?
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine? The nails. The nails video. The nails song.
Oh my God. My makeup is terrible. There's so many bangers. So clever.
Rob. Lasky. Get your asses on up here. Come on the pod.
We can talk about Pisces.
Pisces. Oh, Heather. Our last Pisces episode. Hurrah for the Pisces season. I can't believe how fast that was.
It's all the seasons have been going really fast lately. I feel like it's all the planets direct energy. Things are moving.
Things are moving.
Baby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. Big shifts. Big reflective energy this Pisces season for sure. Some beautiful like explosive energy right before this, like, or it feels like the rumblings before some beautiful explosive Aries energy, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So we have that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Heather, what can we so when this podcast comes out, when this podcast when this episode comes out, it'll be Thursday. We just went through all that full moon business.
It'll be Thursday, March 16th. And yeah, the spring equinox and Aries season occurs very shortly after that. They're calling it like March 20th / March 21st, depending on your time zone.
Interesting.
But yes, Sun is about to enter Aries. We'll call it March 20th.
Please.
And
it's a Monday.
Then the Aries new moon. Yeah.
Might as well.
So we're obviously, we've talked about this. We're kicking off the whole zodiac again. Like Aries season, right. it kicks off spring. It is the first sign. It is a cardinal energy. It is like we're initiating shit. This is the optimal time to think about what you want to initiate in a big way, though, because this new moon is linked with Pluto, and Pluto is the planet of transformation, yes, of transforming in a deep soul level, things breaking down in order to bring in the new. And yeah, so it's the spring equinox followed very closely by the Aries new moon with this Pluto energy. And then later, Pluto is going to enter Aquarius on March 23rd. So it's like bam, bam, bam.
My goodness.
Pluto enters a new sign, which only happens every like 10 years or so. Yeah. So massive, loaded, massive shifts this week. And then it's only going to like get even more chaotic. Like chaotic maybe isn't the right word. Even more active.
Just
like,
more of a ruckus.
Yeah, because in April, there's also a solar eclipse, and there's all this other stuff going on. So it's really important now at the end of Pisces season
to get your shit together.
Yeah, but also to do like final reflections on like what you really want to get started, because the energy has never been more optimal for starting shit.
Hell
for setting intentions, not only for like the year, the astrological new year, but for the next 10 years, because Pluto is also about to shift signs. Wow. So, and everybody look at, if you can, look up your natal chart, see where Pluto's been transiting, see which houses contain Capricorn and Aquarius, because that's probably the aspect of your life that's going to go under a major transformation.
Wow, Heather.
And you've probably already been feeling it.
Yeah. And just a friendly reminder, folks, Heather does natal, well, I don't know if I should call them astrological chart readings, but you do natal chart readings. Yes.
Natal chart readings. I do synastry and composite chart readings if you're interested in compatibility with another person.
So fun.
Romantically or otherwise.
I love getting readings from Heather. It's a blast.
Oh my goodness.
And it's usually always fucking spot on. So no, please.
Thank you.
Brag about yourself.
I've been doing it for a long time now, almost like 7 years. So I feel way more confident in it.
As you should.
But yeah, I also am offering digital synthesized horoscopes for as little as $15. I will write out a one-page horoscope, just a sort of stream of consciousness, look at your natal chart, and it's just $15, southfloridaastrologer.com.
Hey,
check it out. The time is ripe for learning about your chart, your energy, and how it affects everyone else and the world.
Amen, sister. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I'm really, like we said, this has been such a choppy, heavy, shifty time, a ruckusy time, but it's also been so much reflection. There's just so much beauty in this time. Listeners, just keep flowing through. This was some choppy Pisces waters, especially I think for the folks who were undergoing their Saturn return.
I think
especially for that reason.
But
we're about to blossom into that Aries spring energy. I've never been more excited to move forward. It feels like such an open window of opportunity right now, creatively, artistically. That's, and when it comes to Pisces, especially with Pisces ending, and we always talk about like what aspects of the season we were just in can we take forward and look to take forward with us moving into like the next season. I think that's a big part of Pisces. It's just like all that creative charge and creative energy. It's like now time to put it forward and into moving action. It's a really exciting time. I'm just so happy to be here for it, Heather. I'm happy to be here with you for it. What a time, folks.
I know. No, seriously. Saturn return, all planets direct.
Truly.
Here we go.
That's right.
I'm really feeling charged.
As we should.
Fire is what I lack, but it's time to start shit.
Yeah, that's and like that's the whole thing too, right? Like every astrological season or time, just like it has its effect on everyone, no matter if you're if you have elements in it or not. It's just it's the overall energy. I'm really excited for some fire kicking off this new astrological season. Heather, we've got some good things on the horizon. Listeners,
I think so.
So do you. Rob, Alaska, you've got some beautiful things on the horizon, and come on the pod and talk about it when you do. Oh, I love you, Heather.
I love you so much. I love you so much.
Thank you for helping. This podcast has like truly helped me through such a big personal shift, and I couldn't be more grateful for the podcast, for the listeners, for you, this friendship, just studying astrology and spirituality all in itself, like big beautiful movements on the horizon. I'm excited for it.
This is one of the most fulfilling aspects of my life. And you're a massive part of that. I'm
Heather,
so thrilled to be doing this with you.
Listeners, happy Pisces season, okay? Let it go out with a bang. Reflect, enjoy, relax, and then come Monday, we're gonna hit that ground running.
We are.
Ooh, and that's when we record our Aries episode, Heather. Oh, so my goodness, it's like literally perfect timing. Yeah. So I'll literally see you right at the start of Aries season. And listeners,
we need to do a tarot reading.
Yes. For the new moon, especially. Oh my God. Yes. Folks, take advantage of this new moon in Aries coming up. Big new moon manifestations.
This is
a season that's really a forward motion for your manifestations, besides just calling them in. So
no. Yeah, absolutely.
Hop on it. I know we will. Amazing. Happy Pisces season to you all. And we'll see you right back here for the start of Aries season.
We shall. Bye.
Bye. Infinite abundance forever and always. In all things. Abundance. Love you.
Bye.